is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington, and CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland tells us he is taking his message about U.S. aid directly to Congress today.
Prime Minister Netanyahu speaks before a joint meeting of Congress in the afternoon inside the U.S. Capitol, where a fence has been re-erected around the perimeter as part of the security enhancements here. He's speaking to a Congress that has been gridlocked at times over spending money for foreign affairs, including aid money for Israel, with new spending deadlines for September 30th on future packages.
Vice President Harris is on the campaign trail, appearing first in Milwaukee to rev up the Democratic base.
So, friends, we have 105 days until Election Day, and in that time, we've got some work to do. But we're not afraid of hard work. We like hard work, don't we?
Video of Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance talking about Democratic women on Fox News has resurfaced, as CBS's Robert Costa tells us.
Vance has long criticized Democrats.
That we're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are...
And often with scorn.
You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children.
Harris has two stepchildren with her husband. Buttigieg has twins with his. There's a call for a change in police leadership in Springfield, Illinois, after the shooting death of Sonia Massey in her home by then-Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson. CBS News correspondent Roxana Saberi reports.
Some of Massey's family members accused the sheriff's office of trying to initially cover up what happened. Now Massey's father is demanding Sheriff Jack Campbell resign.
I think it's a culture to treat this family this bad. If it were not for that camera footage, they'd have lied their way right out of this. So he needs to resign.
The ex-deputy is charged with murder. The FAA is increasing oversight of Southwest Airlines because of irregularities such as planes flying too low over the water or taking off from a closed runway.
Southwest tells CBS News it is working closely with the FAA to review recent events. In fact, the airline tells us it had recently begun its own review a few weeks ago that has already resulted in some changes to training at Southwest Airlines.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. In Nepal, 18 people are dead in the crash of a small plane that closed the airport in Kathmandu. It slipped off the runway during takeoff. Only the pilot survived. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
She's many people's favorite singer, and she may get back on the stage.
Fans have been spotting Celine Dion in Paris just days ahead of the opening ceremony at the Olympics. The singer hasn't said whether she'll perform at the big event. The lineup's mostly secret, but she has been dropping hints. Dion telling French Vogue back in April she's been working to regain her health and strength while battling stiff person syndrome, saying, "I want to be my best self. I want to see the Eiffel Tower again." She hasn't performed in 4 years. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Louis Gilgotti just got his veterans benefits. They came only 78 years after the 103-year-old World War II veteran who lives in Alaska was discharged from the Army. His caretaker says he didn't know there were veteran benefits like free health care. The VA health facility in Anchorage and the caretaker are now getting him set up. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, lows in the mid-60s, light winds, and one or two showers or storms. On Wednesday, still a very slim shower chance. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sunshine. It will be hazy as well. Light winds and highs in the middle 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Memorial Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veterans service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's WISvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
This magic moment, so different. Sweeter than a wine, softer than a
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
dancing. It gave us time to think about romancing.
I love you. show. So come on, hold me tight. We'll be right back.
local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Yeah.
I live on an apartment on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world.
Oh, yeah. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.